5 travel deals with Pinnacle Worldwide. Europe, Africa, Asia or America, wherever you travel. Call the trusted travel experts on 3832 3618.
Wednesday morning, travel morning. Conor McGee joins us. Morning, Conor.
Good morning, Morris.
What you got for us this week?
No news this week, unfortunately. So just go straight into some last-minute ski deals. This Saturday or Saturday fortnight, the 22nd of March, from Belfast to Austria. Availability still there. Prices leading in at £299 per person, self-catering.
Okay.
Snow's pretty good at the minute as well, and they're expecting a good end of season as well.
Based on how many sharing?
That's based on two sharing.
Two sharing, okay. Mm.
There's obviously lots more half-board options. As an example, you can go half-board for £369, so it's only £10 a night more for breakfast and evening meal, so it could be worth it. Week in the sun, plenty around, March, April and May. Grand Canaria, Tenerife, Lanzarote, all leading in from £299 self-catering, again based on two people sharing. Loads up on the website there to highlight those. Also in May, there's some really good cruise deals. There's a couple I thought would be worth mentioning. Russia and Scandinavia cruise, 14th of May, it's a 12-night Royal Caribbean, including flights from Belfast down to Southampton at £1,009 per person. That works out at £85 a night. And as you know, on Royal Caribbean, all your food's included, so pretty good value.
Why is Lindy smiling? Why are you smiling, Lindy?
Russia.
Oh, yes, indeed.
It'll be fine by me.
Far away.
Norway on the Norway cruise on the 17th of May. 8 nights, again, cruising out of Southampton with flights Belfast down. £648, again, in the region of £85 a night, full board. Look, I was obviously there, lots of really good deals at the beginning of the summer season. At the end of the season as well, 26th of October, Spain and France cruise, again out of Southampton with Royal Caribbean at £729, including Belfast down to Southampton. They're actually proving really good value because there's loads of competition out of Southampton this year, extra ships and so forth.
So I saw actually a cruise liner, is it being launched next year, called, is it a Royal Caribbean ship, Anthem of the Seas?
That's the new one, yes.
That looks ridiculous.
No.
Are these things going to get any bigger? I mean, how much bigger can they get?
So that particular class of ships accommodates in the region of 6,000 people.
There's like a crane thing on it.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
It's like a crane that has a pod on the end of it, and you can go and stand or sit in the pod, and it swings the big crane arm out over the sea.
Right.
So you can actually,
it would be great. It's like a horizontal London Eye almost.
That's a very good way of putting it.
And it goes out over the sea, and you're suspended in this pod over the sea, wherever you are, while this cruise ship is sailing to its next destination. It's weird looking.
They're just trying to outdo each other. I don't know where this is all going to end, to be honest. But it's
space trips,
perhaps.